8:08. People joining in all the time. So good morning to you. If you've just switched on, welcome along. It's Matthew Gudgeon on BBC Radio Norfolk. Catholics in Norfolk will bid a fond farewell to the Bishop of East Anglia in the next few days. He'll be retiring on Wednesday after completing 27 years of ministry in the Roman Catholic Church. Bishop Alan Hopes, the fourth Bishop of East Anglia, will be replaced by the Reverend Canon Peter Collins, who served as a priest in the Archdiocese of Cardiff. My colleague Sarah Lilly has been speaking, though, to Bishop Alan a few days before he properly retires, and he's been sharing some memories of his time in Norfolk.
Some of the fondest memories are my visits to the parishes and the schools, where I've met people and the students of our Catholic schools and so on. Mm. They've been wonderful moments, and you receive so much... so much pleasure and so much. You give so much, but you get so many returns.
And yeah. So what aspects are you going to miss the most? Is it the people?
It's the people. I think, not going in to visit parishes and being with young people and so on. But yes, it'll be a different thing. But when a Catholic bishop retires, he doesn't retire, as it were, in inverted commas. We still go on working, we still go on doing things. So, but I will be under the new bishop, and he'll be asking me to do things. I can't just sort of make decisions on my own.
Okay.
And that's a good thing.
What's the biggest challenges for you during the 9 years?
Well, I suppose bringing the diocese to a greater sense of unity, I think, because we're so scattered, right across Cambridgeshire, Suffolk, Norfolk and Peterborough. But it's a very, very big area. And so that was a big challenge, but it's happened, I think, and people feel more part of the diocesan family here. So that's been a challenge. Another big challenge, of course, was COVID 2 years.
Must have been like nothing else you've ever seen.
It was like nothing else we've ever experienced, I think.
Mm.
And particularly those first few months when actually, we were forced to close our churches and so on.
Mm.
That was very, very difficult. But our priests were absolutely wonderful in the way they responded to people's needs and so on.
And where's your ministry in the Catholic Church? Where's it taken you?
So I started off as a curate in Kensington High Street just 2 years, I think. And I was made a parish priest down in Chelsea, in Holy Redeemer Chelsea, and then I was made a vicar general for the Diocese of Westminster, which is a huge area, right the way through to the end of Hertfordshire. And then I was appointed as a bishop by Pope John Paul II. And then I was appointed here 9.5 years ago. It was a tremendous privilege, a real privilege to serve here. Yeah.
And you mentioned the Pope. How many times have you met the sort of various popes over the past 27 years?
Well, I've met them all several times.
Have you? What's it like?
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Is you it? Know you're in the presence of a holy person, really.
Mm.
They're so encouraging you. When I was first made a bishop, 2023, it was within, it was September. I had to go to what they call the baby bishops classes in Rome. And we met the Pope individually there. That was the first of September. 2 weeks later, I went back with all the bishops of England and Wales. We had to go on our 5-year visit to Rome, and we all met the Pope again. So it was an extraordinary thing. We also met him just before he died. And then it was Pope Francis who appointed me.
Mm. Can you describe what your calling was like to become a priest?
Yes. That I was an Anglican minister at one stage. So the vocation sort of comes from there, really. And all I can say is that it was a persistent call to serve God in this way.
Mm.
And even when, for a little while, at some stage, I just thought, oh, and I was going to think about training as a teacher, but this voice persistently said, you must discern your vocation and see where this will take you. So I did, and then made the journey through to the Catholic Church in the 90s, which is where I found real fulfillment and joy here.
Why did you decide to convert to Catholicism?
Well, I think the most important thing was that I really wanted to be united with the Church that had, you know, been founded by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, and to be united to Peter the Apostle, which we believe, you know, is embodied in each Pope. And it was that sense of authority and unity that I was looking for. I couldn't find that in the latter days of my time in the Church of England. But I'm so grateful to the Church of England and the priests that I knew in those days, because they gave me my faith, they helped my faith to grow, and they helped me to discern the way forward into the priesthood.
What do you think will need to change to make Catholicism strike a chord for future generations?
Well, the Pope Francis has set us on what they call the synodal pathway, which is trying to involve as many more people as possible in decisions within the parishes and within the dioceses and so on. And I think that's an excellent way forward. I think, you know, the most important thing is that the Church is always changing, but the gospel it proclaims is always the same. And I think that's the important thing. You know, the structures and so on need to change and are changing always, but the gospel remains the same, and that's what we must proclaim to people. And we're finding that so many young people are now discovering that real message in the gospel and an encounter with Jesus Christ. And I think, you know, it's, we just have to remain firm. Yeah.
The ordination of Bishop-elect, the Reverend Canon Peter Collins, that takes place on Wednesday.
Yes, it does.
Do you have any words of advice for him?
For him?
Yeah.
Oh, I think, do you know, before I say that, it's been a huge privilege. I'm going to ordain him as my successor. So that's a fantastic
that's
thing
wonderful.
To do. Yeah. My word of advice is just be yourself and be a jolly good shepherd to the people that God has given you. Yeah.
And how do you think you'll feel on Wednesday?
Oh, two things. I should be really happy and joyful for my successor, because he's got a wonderful diocese that he's taking on. And I shall be happy and joyful myself, because I'm now 79 years old, and I think I'm looking forward to a little bit of retirement and rest.
I think he deserves it, don't you? The Bishop of East Anglia, Alan Hope. Hope's speaking to Sarah Lilly earlier today, and the ordination of his successor will happen on Wednesday at the St John the Baptist Roman Catholic Cathedral in Norwich on Earlham Road. Wednesday morning, the service begins at 11 o'clock.